Jackie Marthys from Woodrock Animal Rescue. What will be interesting about the discussion from my perspective this afternoon is we're not just talking generic animal rescue, which of course is hugely important and so incredibly vital, but what we are going to be concentrating on is the effect of that on communities. And for that reason, I'm really looking forward to the discussion with Jackie this afternoon. Jackie, thank you for being with me here on Chai FM.
Thank you so much for having me.
So tell me a little bit at the outset about Woodrock. What is it? What does it do? And what is the mission?
So Woodrock Animal Rescue is an animal rescue center. We rescue, rehabilitate, rehome, and lots of other things as well. We've been around for over 44 years. And we're very community driven. We do outreaches Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And I think that's where our conversation today is headed in that direction.
So that's something that actually strikes me as particularly interesting, specifically within the context of South Africa. And that is the different cultures and the way that animals and pets are seen. And I would imagine that that presents enormous challenges and opportunities for you as Woodrock. Can you just go into that kind of direction for me for a bit?
So, you know, I think that, the community that we've got in South Africa is, I'm talking about the disadvantaged community now, is a community that, first of all, they're facing a lot of financial restrictions, obviously.
Sure.
They obviously have animals and they have access to animals, but they haven't been educated. A lot of people within those communities haven't been educated to a lot of things with regards to animals. So they haven't been educated to the value that animals add to us as human beings, from the fact that they, you know, in so many studies nowadays have shown that they lower our central nervous system, they lower our blood pressure, you know, we release serotonin levels, all these positive attributes that they do for our bodies and our mental health. So that's the first thing. The other thing, obviously, from a physical health, you take your animal for a walk, you spend time with them. From a social health, you know, you spend time with other people, with your animals, talking about your animals, going for walks with people, with your animals. And then obviously the physical health of the animals, of knowing about sterilization and how to be a good dog owner as far as food and water and not chain your dogs and all those kind of things. So there's so many layers within the disadvantaged community from an educational perspective that they don't know.
And how do you, in fact, succeed in getting that message across? Because I would imagine it's incredibly challenging.
So we have different kinds of outreaches. So if I was to ask you a question, what in your mind do you think is an outreach?
Ah, so that's exactly where I got stuck, which is why I was struggling with the concept of what it is that you do and how you do it. Enlighten me.
I guess, yeah. So, you know, and it's such an interesting thing because I was actually talking to some staff yesterday about it because, you know, there are so many different forms of outreach. Outreach, in essence, is about going to help the less fortunate, the disadvantaged community, and we are helping them, we're educating them, we're creating relationships with them in order to, in our case, help the animals, but we are also helping them. So Woodrock Animal Rescue do have different forms of outreach. We have outreaches that we do every single week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays. Those are very much based on sterilization. So those are kind of our weekly sterilizations. We'll go into the community and we'll go in there on a Tuesday. We'll educate and speak to the community and obviously relationship build. We'll get them to sign their animals to come to Woodrock Animal Rescue. We'll then take the animal back to Woodrock Animal Rescue. They will be checked out medically to see that they can be sterilized, and those that can't, a lot of them come through and they're not well, and we'll have to obviously treat them, and then they'll get sterilized on the next day, on the Wednesday, and they spend Wednesday night there to make sure that they are healthy, and on the Thursday they get returned to their home with food and with whatever they need, kennels, and obviously educated to not keep your dog on a chain and whatever they need to look after that animal. And now we have the relationship with the family, which is amazing. So when they do need us for that animal or another animal, they'll contact us. So that's the first outreach. The other outreach, which I want to talk to you about today, which, you know, is amazing. We do this, we try and do it quarterly.
Yeah.
It's more of a mass outreach kind of thing. And with these outreaches, we very much focused on a larger group of communities. So this one's based on, our focus is a specific area. So at this stage, it's going to be Olive and Houtbos. It's a very big thing that we focus on. We've actually, got another organization called Animal Justice League on board because they're quite visible within the area, and they've created really great relationships in the area, and they're very passionate, with the community in the area. And our focus here is very much to aim at, there'll be about 200, 250 people that will come through on the day. We obviously advertise. It's a long process. There's a lot of work that goes into it because we've got to let the people know that we're coming. We've got to find a safe area, like a church or a school. And then we obviously have to prepare for it. And it's very much driven to do rabies. So we do rabies vaccinations. We do tick and flea treatment. We do deworming. We give food. We educate those kids. We hand out, we've got a thrift store, so any clothing that we've got, we do parcels of clothing to try and help the community as much as we can. We obviously hand out sweets and whatever we can to help the children. We do full food bowls. We take off chains off dogs and we put on leads and collars and harnesses and explain to them about the value of doing it, because a lot of them will bring puppies and, they don't realize that puppies grow into dogs, and their necks get bigger and, everything gets tight and, it's very painful for them to keep the chain on. And then obviously they get bowls but the best thing that comes out of that, through this education and through chatting to them and everything else, is we get to sign them up for sterilizations, because ultimately at the end of the day, the more animals that we can sterilize, the better it is for our community.
Jackie, we're running kind of low on time, so I would imagine that you are faced with the same challenges as most welfare-type organizations are facing in South Africa, those financial constraints. What kind of assistance could we, Chai FM listeners, provide to you, both financially and otherwise?
So first of all, when it comes to a drive like this, if anybody would like to contribute, donate money towards a sterilization, all you have to do is simply email us at clinic@woodrockanimalrescue.co.za. Tell us you want to donate money towards a sterilization. We can give you a certificate. You can be in lieu of someone's birthday or a simcha of sort, and we can give you a certificate for that. So obviously, money to pay for the sterilizations. If you guys want to donate food or bowls or kennels or anything, we are so excited for those donations. You can email me at community@woodrockanimalrescue.co.za, and we can collect and just be a part of it and spread the word. Sterilization is key. From one unsterilized female over a 5-year period, there are 67,000 unwanted animals that come into this world. So sterilization is huge, and that's why we really, really push to try and get as many animals sterilized as we possibly can. So anything that your audience is happy to contribute towards us to assist us in these programs, clothing, anything for the kids, crayons, anything for the animals, food, collars, leads, harnesses, dog bowls, anything. We are so happy because it's all going to go straight to the cause.
Jackie Mathies from Woodrock Animal Rescue, thank you for talking to me here on Chai FM this afternoon.
Thank you for having me.